Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, filthy animals. It's Ben Vanel here dropping in once again before the episode starts. To remind you, we've got a live show on sale. That's right, Adam, Tommy and myself, along with potentially special guests, will be performing live at the European Beer Cafe at 4 p.m. on September the 15th. So get your tickets at filthycasuals.com.au or check our socials for links to those tickets, and we'll see you there.
Good morning, video games. Welcome once again to another edition of Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me as always...
Hello, filthy animals. It's Ben Vanel here as well, as always, and joining us on the couch...
As always, it's me, Adam Knox.
I'd love for you to change your name to As Always.
I reckon that'd be a shit name.
That's not so bad. If you spelled it A-Z-A-L-W-A-Y-S. As always. Yeah. That's pretty good.
No,
as always, Knox. You sound like a little elf character in a video. One of those video games that you love so much.
It's gonna make people feel like you're just always around. Like people are gonna get sick of you quicker because they'll be like, oh, he's here as always. Why would people say that?
Second of all, why would that make them get sick of you?
Just because, like, if your name was Tedious, I feel like people would find you tedious.
What?
Do you not think, though? Very quickly.
But do you not think, though, growing up with that name, you would be actively working against that? So you would perhaps be the least tedious person on the planet.
Doesn't matter. You're going to fucking, you know, trust someone named Darth Vader if they're walking around?
I mean,
no, because you're going to go, you're a fucking dick.
I mean, you're pissing me off right now and
exactly.
Your name's just Adam. It's not like your name's Piss Off Knox.
It's always happened because of my name.
Your initials are TD. Your stage initials are TD, Tommy. If you're a rapper, you could be called TDUS.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
T.D.US.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to be
like 3 inches taller. We're talking about things we'd like to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd go for 3 inches taller.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
I'm the perfect height already.
I think, well,
me
and Ben.
Fuckwit.
I think we're roughly the same height.
Yeah.
I think would three inches take us up to about an Adam Knox kind of height? We'd be getting
roughly,
there.
A little bit shorter, which is what I think is the perfect height.
No, the perfect height is 6'2", which is, oh, hold on a minute.
You know that XXX Tentacion?
Yes.
The guy who got shot.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to say a good thing because it taught me how to pronounce his name.
Right.
Just him being talked about on the news as being murdered. I was like, oh, that's how you say it.
Yeah.
But there must have been so many newscasts.
It's not XXX Tentacion, though, is it?
It is, isn't it?
It's X-Tentacion.
But there's three X's.
There's three X's, but you don't pronounce all three, so you've learned fucking nothing from this.
Wow, I've been
brutal
duped.
Murder.
Fake news.
Also, that murder happened about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
That's right, boys. We're looking into the future. We're stockpiling a few epis. We've got to get a few up our sleeve for various reasons. What do you think the world will be like when people are hearing this?
Probably not better than it is now. If we're looking at the trend.
Be deeper into either summer or winter, depending on your hemisphere.
Yep.
That's a fair prediction. Yeah.
Hey, I'm not a risk taker.
Yep. Yeah, look, I hope it's good. You know?
We all hope it's good.
I hope no big news stories have happened.
Yeah.
I hope... Tentacion hasn't come back to life.
Again,
boy,
no.
I'm just getting
Tentacion.
Yeah, but... What, so what does it mean?
I don't know why I care.
Extina.
What's it meant to mean?
Is it pronounced Extina or Christina? Remember when Christina Aguilera was called Extina?
No.
Wow.
Was that ever a thing?
Yeah.
Did she like rebrand around the holidays, around Christmas time?
It was around Dirty, I think.
Oh.
She became Extina.
Right.
It was the exact same thing. It's like, is that some kind of symbol for cross? Crostina.
You should just chuck a few more X's on the end of your last name, Adam.
No. Oh, yes.
There is a. I've brought this up before. There is a male porn star by the name of Adam Knox, and he just has the one X at the end.
Yeah, that's,
what a waste.
That's a missed opportunity.
Yeah. But how would you? But then, if you had multiple X's, how would you say Adam Knox?
No, it's just one X. I don't know why having three X's in a row makes you think you have to pronounce all of them. And I don't know why I think that it's obvious that you shouldn't, because it isn't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not like, but it's like, you know, if you have multiple O's next to each other, it's a different sound.
It's like my favorite beer, X, or my favorite Vin Diesel movie, X, or my favorite type of porno. But
you were overwhelmed by the choices there, and realizing that some of them would paint you in a very unfavorable light.
I nearly went too far. Yeah.
Which are allowed to be jokes and which are not allowed to be jokes.
But yeah, we're here talking. We're talking the history of multiplayer games and our favorite multiplayer games and what have you.
Yeah.
A few people have asked us to go into this. And we figured we got to do some stuff that's not timely.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Timeless, I think.
Yeah,
would be better. You know how they always say, like, a not timely masterpiece.
Boy, you are a real little bitch today, aren't
you? Yeah, look,
you're just pulling me up on everything,
dude. If you get your grammar right, I won't have to.
Oh shit. Well, now I'm on edge. Did I say that correctly?
You are on the edge.
God,
that's
damn.
Okay.
I do think that this will be a timeless episode of our podcast.
Yeah, I think people will be able to listen to this in, you know, in the decades to come.
That's right. That's right. It's like Miles Davis or, I don't know, something else that's timeless.
How long do you think podcasting is going to be around? In all seriousness, do you think it's going to be like a format that gets... Do you think that, like, I think this kind of mode of, like, delivering content to people will stick around. But maybe, like, the doing it through a podcast, you know what I mean? Will it be obsolete, you know, technology?
Even the term podcast has stuck around for longer than, A, I thought it would, and B, I would have liked it to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like something that someone just very quickly chucked out there, not thinking that it would be like a long-term prospect.
The fact that the iPod is long gone and the podcast is stronger than ever.
Yeah. The fact that Google called their app Google Podcasts, when they're a direct competitor of Apple, it's like, yeah, fuck, I guess that's what it's called now.
Yeah.
And it will never change.
It's a shame. And in many ways, like a lot of things on this earth, it's Ricky Gervais's fault for really having one that went really big and kind of like, you know, there was no turning back. Mm. Once this very famous guy launched one that became very popular, was like, well, now we're stuck with the term.
Yeah. Yeah, the Ricky Gervais podcast. Because, like, WTF could be a radio show.
Yeah.
It could be an album. Like, it's
the Ricky Gervais podcast was a radio show. It was literally clips from their radio show, lots of it, I think.
But I mean the fact that you had one that went so big as the guy in control of it. Like, he could have gone, you know what? This term podcast sucks. Mm. I'm not calling this that.
These are called God Doesn't Exist.
God, he's good.
He just goes
he's
there.
He's good.
He goes there. And if you get offended, it's your fault. Because comedy can be anything.
It's his great humility stand-up that I think really endears him to me.
I think Derek is the best thing that any comedian has ever done. That's brave comedy.
It's so funny.
It's so funny. It's even so funny. It's so tasteful. Mm.
Yeah.
You know.
Even Chris Lilley hasn't tried to pretend to be
mentally impaired.
Mentally impaired.
Yeah.
He has just lived out that life.
I reckon he's tried though. I reckon there's been in the last couple of things he's done on the whiteboard of all the ideas.
Oh, sure.
There's been like a mentally impaired character, and whoever's in charge has had to go. They've had to like go look. I reckon we got to let him have the blackface character
Chris,
and get
look,
this.
Buddy,
yeah.
I hate the blacks as much as anyone, but this is too far.
What's that thing where it's like if you're going to give someone some bad news, you got to give them some good news as well.
Yes.
Right.
So it's like, sorry, Chris. This Johnny character with the bowl cut, he's got
Johnny Durbrains.
He's Johnny Durbrains. He's got to go. Mm. Smouse, though, we love it.
God.
Go for your life. Put a single out.
That is still just baffling, the fact that that got to air.
It's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. It's very Australian.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Fuck. Timeless.
Anyway, he's going to come back.
Yeah,
he'll be back.
He's
at some
working
point.
On a new thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
There was like some shot of him wearing like he was being that, remember Rachel Dolezal or whatever her name was?
Yes.
He's being basically her.
Who I don't know who that was.
She was the woman who pretended to be black, basically.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's great that there's been a very public story. So now he can just basically do that.
Yeah.
There's like a justified thing for
him
to do.
It's parody. It's satire.
Yeah.
It's not just blackface anymore.
That would be great if when that story had broken about that woman, if he'd been like, oh, yeah, that's like what S-Mouse is as well. That's what that was. This was riffing on this before it even existed in the news.
Oh, no.
But yeah, we're gonna talk a bit of multiplayer history and whatnot. So I think it's fair to say multiplayer popularized around, I would say, the Nintendo 64. Would anyone disagree with that?
Yes.
The point of it becoming...
I would disagree with that. I would say the arcades before that.
Oh, yeah, cool, good point.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, it's different. There's so many different forms. Because I went back and, like, looked at Wikipedia. I've done a lot of research here.
Yeah, nice. Me too. I looked at Wikipedia for one game that I'm going to talk about.
But, like...
I guess Pong.
The first games were multiplayer.
Yeah.
That oscilloscope fucking tennis game that was, like, from 1957.
Right.
That I can't even remember the name of right now, but it's from that long ago that the name has been lost to time.
I kind of had in my head that it took consoles a while to have multiple controls on them, but, like, I think the very first one still had two, right?
The Magnavox Odyssey, I think it was, and it was Pong.
Yeah, right.
So multiplayer was before single player.
Yeah. Right.
In a way, like, multiplayer was the only thing the games were, and then, like, you had your Space War and Space Invaders and all that shit that was you against rocks.
Yeah, asteroids.
Bugs.
Yeah.
And then, multiplayer, like, in the NES sort of times, a lot of those ones didn't really seem to have much of it.
They weren't focused on it, at least.
They didn't really know what they were doing. Like, you can play two players on Super Mario Brothers, but it's just you taking turns playing a level.
Yeah.
Yes. It was stuff like that that was, quite boring.
And there's a couple of, like, that Mario Brothers.
Yes.
Where it's the two of you kind of co-op.
Which you play in Super Mario Brothers 3, when you like, would hit A on the square that...
Like
Luigi
just the start
on.
One.
Yeah. And you could go into Mario Brothers, which I used to play a lot with my sister.
Yeah. And
My sister.
And then if you're going to do it, man, do it at 100 decibels.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Lazy Borat, the best character. My wife.
My
50% Borat. I'd love to see an edit of that movie if he just hadn't committed as much. It's like, just, this kind of sucks.
Yeah,
the exact same movie, but with a voiceover for Borat where he's like, I like a sex.
Yeah.
My wife. I come to America, greatest country, Kazakhstan, great importer of potassium.
And all he's doing is like opening the door for someone when he shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like just...
He's walking around going like, women can vote here. Cool.
This is different to where I'm from. Wow. Really makes you think. They call me Borat.
But yeah, in the
arcades. Call me Borat. That would be his catchphrase in that version.
They call me Borat.
They call me Borat.
That's me. 91, I want to say, was Street Fighter 2, which was like a big-ass fucking start of like a craze type thing. And then...
Yeah, because I'm trying to think. I can't really think of any games from the NES era where it's like, this is, you know, you got to get a buddy around and play this with it. Like, even in terms of like
it's
party game or competitive, it just didn't have the... Could you play like Excite Bike with other, you know, like there's no, I guess the tennis would have been a thing, but that's essentially still just Pong.
Yeah, there's a couple of sort of top-down racing games and like combat on the Atari 2600 before that. And there's some stuff, but yeah, it weirdly went away for a period of time there.
Yeah.
And then came back in a big way around the early 90s with like Mario Kart on the SNES and Street Fighter in the arcades and that sort of stuff.
Street Fighter 2 would have been, I think, maybe the first massive one where people at home are like up all night versing each other and stuff like that. I don't think that there had been a game before that had that, even if you could play against each other, that had that kind of fever around it.
I reckon that's fair to say.
Yep.
And then look, you have given a measured opinion there. And I think in your role as a judge, that has been a fantastic boon.
Thank you. I'm here in my robe and the little white wig and everything. I've come fresh from the courthouse.
Doom happened in 93.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And that was the first use of the term deathmatch, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Did Doom have
a game? Someone must have said deathmatch
sure.
at some point in the world.
Did Doom have multiplayer in it?
Yeah.
Right, I didn't know that.
It had like modem to modem.
Oh, right.
Know your friend's IP address, like straight up shooter multiplayer
right.
shit. Yeah,
I didn't
right.
know that.
And then it was, yeah, like the internet was a go from then.
Oh, yes.
The call came through, picked up that big red
Tim
phone.
Tim Berners-Lee.
Some guy chomping on a cigar went, well, the internet's a go. This is about ethics. And then, yeah, that sort of mid-90s point was when it started getting big
mm-hmm.
with the 64 era and like Quake and shit started happening
yes.
on PC.
Yes.
And that's when I really came into multiplayer games.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember pre-N64, one of my favorites being any of the Ninja Turtles arcade games.
Mm. Yeah,
which Konami made. They made a few of them, and then they made like a Simpsons one that's just basically the same game, but just that very simple fun of like having a friend, picking a turtle, getting into a huge fight over who gets to be Donatello because he's clearly the superior one because he's mm-hmm. got that bow that's got the long reach
yeah,
on it.
That reach.
He does machines.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
We've done this on this podcast.
Yeah.
Remembered what each of the turtles
My
are.
My memory is genuinely shit. If I ever repeat anything, I don't give a fuck.
No.
But yeah.
My sister!
I was wondering which thing you'd repeat.
I
couldn't remember any of them.
Yeah, had a lot of fun. That's before the 64. That's the most I can remember getting into something multiplayer, is playing a Ninja Turtles game with my neighbor at the time.
Yeah, multiplayer. I think it would have been. And it's weirdly, like, at the time, you take it for granted, like Daytona in arcades.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, cool, this is just what video games are. Or it's almost not a video game in your mind. It's just like, this is a thing to do at an arcade in a cinema while I wait for a movie to start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, then you get a console and then sometimes you play, yeah, like, I played that Mario Brothers thing on Mario 3. But apart from that, it wasn't until PlayStation 1 and, like, Tekken. When multiplayer came back into my life, I think.
Yeah, there was, and Gauntlet and shit like that. There was a lot of arcade stuff that was, but just because of the ages we are, 28.
31.
There's
31 also.
Nearly 32 when people hear this.
Very little overlap between that sort of first era of multiplayer shit.
Yeah.
And what would be the, like, the middle era, I guess, which is like the 64 through to the end of the, like the start of the 360.
Sure. Mm. Games like Worms and stuff out, and Battlefield 1942 would have been somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember playing the Super Mario Kart at a friend's house, and my friend playing it and deliberately, as soon as the race started, turning around and just driving the opposite way around the course and just like bumping into people as they came at him. And me at the time thinking that was one of the funniest things I had ever witnessed. And boy, take me back. Like that, to just be that easily entertained. God, I wish I could still tap into that. That was good shit.
That sounds pretty funny, though.
It's a good prank.
It's a good bit.
Yeah. If you turn around and if he's doing it straight-facedly, just driving the whole time looking like he's concentrating.
Yeah. Well, and especially at that time of gaming where like to just be able to like fuck with the machine in any way was like, oh my God, he's hacked it and he's driving backwards.
Sure. Yeah.
You've really felt like you were outsmarting this little fucking robot that was connected to your TV.
I was thinking about this the other day, the number of times it's like, oh, off in the distance, if you go over there, there's like a toilet and Mario will take a shit. I'm like, oh,
what?
Dumb fucking...
Like the pretend little legends and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like this stuff's over here and like... If you go into this building, Mario will buy a sandwich or whatever.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a real good one.
He's either buying a sandwich or taking his shit.
He's just doing normal life things.
Yeah.
But it was like the idea that they'd made this little part of the game that was this incredibly complex simulated city that you could get to if you fucking did the right cheat code.
Totally.
Yeah, were we talking about this on air or off the other day, but in Mario Kart 64, how there's the track that has the... It was on the
Peach's
show.
Castle.
Peach's Castle in it, and you could drive up to it, and I spent an afternoon convinced you must be able to like somehow get out of the car and like go in there.
Mm-hmm.
There must be a way of getting in, and just like I reckon, yeah, video games were so much better before the internet, where it was just like, you games launch now and it's like, okay, here's every character that's in it, or here's everything that's available to you within a day. Mm. When you didn't have any access to that, as far as you knew, the games were potentially infinite.
Like, but that's the thing. You also had to be kind of a dumbass at the time.
Sure,
to
which
think
is
like,
why our ages line up perfectly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Gaming.
To be naive enough to think like, yeah, there's an entire world beyond here
yes.
that they're not going to let us into unless you find out the right thing.
It's when we had imagination.
Yeah. But games magazines would constantly be full of pranks where people would write into the letters pages and, like, I think I mentioned this a bunch, but EGM used to do an April Fool's in their April issue every year. There would be one thing in there that was bullshit. And it often, when I started reading it, it was hard to tell what it was because there's just no way of finding out. And they would doctor screenshots of stuff really well and people would be like, fuck me, this is awesome. And then next month they'd be like, sorry guys, we made that up.
And it'd be great if they just went like, yeah, this review score was the prank. This game's actually dog shit. And we made you buy it.
That's sick. I wish they'd have done that. But yeah, so then the N64 launches and it I remember that being a big part of its marketing in advance was like four players.
Yeah, the couch co-op.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it then launches with basically no, like, it was a long time before anything decent that was multiplayer came out.
Because Wave Race was on there, right?
Wave Race was a launch title, but I remember people just being like,
could you
like,
do
yeah,
four players
fine.
With that even?
I don't know.
I think I feel you like couldn't. I think you could only do two.
Fuck. Yeah.
I think maybe you could do four, but it ran so bad.
Yeah, maybe.
Right. It was such a slow frame rate with four people.
That happened a lot with the 64 as well. Like for the thing with having four controller ports, like Perfect Dark and shit would just run terribly.
Mm. Yeah.
But you were used to it at the time. It didn't really bother me back then.
Yeah.
I can't remember worrying about frame rate when I was 11.
It was like, oh, this is a bit slower. Yeah. Oh, well, that's just how things are.
It's still one of the most incredible things I've seen.
Like
3D modeling and stuff at that time was still so amazing.
But I remember I had a friend who was like the regularly mentioned Pete on this show. His dad would just like go in hard on like any bit of tech. Mm-hmm. So like bought the N64 day one.
Boys, I've got the ultimate dildo. This one moves and rotates faster than any before.
Well, I mean, this is a story about him buying a lot of N64 controllers, which is a pretty good dildo if you want to use it for that.
You would have to have a strange vagina.
But yeah, he went out and like day one was like, I bought four N64 controllers. And it's like, there's literally no games on this thing that support, that are a good four-player game. You know, it was like kind of like this untapped potential of the N64. Yeah. And then I think Mario Kart, I don't think came out that much longer after release. Right. But when that came out, it was like, okay, here we go. Yeah. You got your battle mode. You got your races. Finally, something that justifies this thing having four controller ports on it.
And then surely the next big one for 64 was Smash Bros.
I think GoldenEye. I think Smash Brothers actually came out pretty late in the system.
Mario Party would have been in between. There were like Turok. There were versions of Quake and Quake 2. I was trying to remember all like the what actually used four ports in like a good way on the 64. Right.
That's the thing, because it's remembered as like the great four-player machine, but then the only games you hear people really talk about are Mario Kart and GoldenEye.
Yeah, exactly. They've got like big nostalgia touchstones as well. And like, who's going to play the 64 version of Quake 2?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
This is part of it.
Well, I played Quake and Quake 2 on the PC. I had a shitty PC around this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, what sort of year range would this be?
96, 7, 8.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, so, I'd just be fucking with those.
And yeah, yeah.
Going to friends' houses to play Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Right.
There was a lot of Mario Kart. There was like later on like Jet Force Gemini and Conker's Bad Fur Day and stuff like that.
Conker's Bad Fur. So, yeah, we're also going to talk about our favorite multiplayer games in this.
Yeah.
Do you want to just thread them through into this discussion by
era? We'll
just
do a quick travel through time.
Yeah.
And then when we get to today, do a top five maybe. That seems to be what we're doing now.
Okay.
Sure. So, I guess around this... Well, I don't know when I got a PS1, but I had Crash Team Racing.
Right.
Man.
A very good one.
The number of, like, fake Mario Karts on the PlayStation. Crash Team Racing... Lego fucking races.
Oh, Lego races was actually good. I like Lego races.
Speed Freaks.
Yeah, yeah.
micromaniacs. Mm-hmm. What else do I have to say? there were a lot of kart racing things.
Yes, there were a lot of car racing things as well.
True, Gran Turismo and shit.
Yeah, Gran Turismo was around this time, which I had and I really liked. We're talking about this on the Facebook group with... I was talking to a listener through email. They asked about racing games.
Whoa!
Hold on now.
Yeah. Jesus!
I just replied to them.
Whoa! Oh, look at this!
I've started doing the... You're not meant to start doing letters until like K-I-S-S. Just do the whole song. B-E-N-S-I-T-T-I-N-G-I-N-A-T-R-E.
XXX.
You don't pronounce those ones, you fuckhead.
they asked about dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that reminded me of Colin McRae Rally,
yeah.
Which was also back, it would have been the first one back in this era. And I loved that game. That was really good.
I remember my friend loving James Bond and loving cars, mm-hmm. and playing a bunch of fucking 007 racing. And it sucked.
007 racing.
It was so bad. It was like a car combat game.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just no good. And I ended up having to play a bunch of it because he's like, it's James Bond and cars.
The two things
that I boringly like.
That's such a stretch for a premise of a game too. It's like Bond taking some time out from saving the world to just organize a little Grand Prix with his mate Oddjob.
He loves his Aston Martins. I'll
yes, he does.
Yeah, true.
He does.
The PlayStation, it came out before the Nintendo 64, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, just.
Because, yeah, it was always wild to me that, like, it really felt like the peak of privilege to be able to, like, afford the multi-tap, like, you know, get the multi-tap. Anything where you had to get other kind of, accessories to play multiplayer. Like anyone, I was just astounded by anyone who could be bothered / have the money to get the link cable for the Game Boy.
Right.
Like I had a friend who had one and I was just like, whoa, you must be million. It was probably like $15 or something, but seemed like the most.
I definitely had one.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because that was all happening during this time. Well, with the multi-tap, I feel like there was at least a couple of games, and I can't tell you which they were, that used two multi-taps to make it
eight
players. Is
it a secret?
If I had told you, I'd have to kill myself. There were like eight player games, and I'm pretty sure Quake on the PS1.
Oh, yeah.
You could put a controller, four controllers into two multi-taps and four mice into the other ports.
Jesus,
right.
And have a controller and a mouse and be playing Quake against each other like that.
Fuck.
The problem then is, of course, that if you're liable to do that, you don't have three friends.
I remember seeing
System Link as well. You could System Link them up and play Wipeout.
Well, I remember seeing in the back of the manual for Mario Kart Double Dash on the GameCube that you could link up your GameCubes and TVs and you could use there was like a LAN adapter. So you could play like eight player races or something and you've got two TVs and it's like, who the fuck, who is there that's going around that's like lugging a TV around to a friend's place? I just looked at it and I went, has anyone in the world ever done this? Yeah, like it was the most bewildering thing to me.
It was in the background of like a scene in Richie Rich.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll come around for a sleepover. Let me just hire a moving truck.
Wow, you really stumbled through that.
You sure you want me to come around? Me and my friend here, we met each other at speech therapy class.
If only you hadn't been mocking someone else for their speech earlier today.
It was for spelling more than anything.
Well.
During all this 90s shit.
Yep.
The Game Boy had its little link cable.
I love the 90s. Dude, you guys love the 90s?
Man, everything about it.
Only real 90s kids will get this. Chlamydia from me.
Because they're all around your age now. And fuck everyone.
Yeah.
I
thought it was cool when the Game Boy Advance was out, and I think you could even do this on the DS. You could play against someone else who had a DS or a Game Boy Advance. But if they didn't have a copy of the game, you could do like a little, it would download a version of it onto their thing.
Yeah, on the
thing.
DS, you could definitely
You could definitely do it on the Game Boy Advance. You could play the Mario Kart on that.
Yeah, right.
But it was just like two tracks and you all had to play as Yoshi. But I still thought that was cool that you could like give people
limitation.
A little,
isn't it? Yeah. We're picking Yoshi.
It makes that like it makes sense that one character can fit in the round. I guess he just takes up the least space. Probably.
Well, it's because right. he's there's a you know they're all different colored Yoshis. I think was the reason.
THX.
But I thought that was cool that that was like a thing that you know you could have you know you didn't have to all have the game. Yeah. You could still play a little bit of it and. Makes sense. Like maybe that's going to inspire people to go, oh, this is good. I'm going to go buy it.
Yes.
But yeah, that's gone away.
And so the with the Game Boy Link and stuff, and you could system link PS1s, you could definitely do that with the Xbox. And I did that a couple of times.
Yep.
That there were two TVs, two Xboxes.
I think I did that once, yeah, for like a birthday players. Or something.
God
yeah.
damn, what a birthday.
yeah. Man.
That's great when at that age when birthdays are just all based around playing games.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do that this year.
Like one person throwing a deodorant can in a bonfire.
Yes. yeah, and then like Jeremy getting tackled into the corner of the bed, and he's got to like have an ice pack for the rest of the
night.
Oh
man, I genuinely might do that this year for my birthday. Have like a 15-year-old's birthday party yes. where we just play video games, no booze. Yeah. We just play video games and drink soft drink. There's stacks on at one point. Someone has to leave with a mild injury,
yeah.
like a bruise or a cut or something.
Yes. One person has to wake up the earliest and either lie there and pretend not to be awake, or get up and like awkwardly talk to their parents.
Yeah. Yes.
There has to be like the kind of the hint of like doing something a bit outside your age range. Like you say, like right. throwing a deodorant can, you know, something a bit something
yeah,
a bit naughty that's not actually
you
like.
You walk down to the general store and you try to get someone to buy beer for you, but no one will, so you go home again.
Yeah.
But then you kick a bin over.
Yeah, exactly. Kicking a bin over is a big one.
Yeah.
That would be great just sitting out the front of a bottle shop now with a beard balding, just asking someone who goes in to buy you a six-pack.
Can you buy me a six-pack of Woodstock?
I'll pay you $50 as a fee for doing it. And no, I don't think anyone would do it because it's like, it's so what
weird.
The
here,
fuck
take
is
my
going
idea
on?
And point to me.
Something must be up here. Yeah, or just like finding kids who are like clearly like trying to sneak it and steal. It's like, hey, while you're in there.
Yeah, that'd be so funny to go like a bunch of kids waiting around outside of Dan Murphy's going up and going like, hey kids, can you buy me a slab?
yeah. Yeah. And you're trying to get them to get you like something really like some Shivers Regal or something, like just giving them the platinum card.
Can you buy me a carton of cigarettes?
Oh, God.
So then there's Xbox time, and the PC's going alongside this, and there's like LANs and fucking internet and shit.
Yep.
Everyone knows what that is, what the internet is.
Yep. Yeah. StarCraft was a big thing around this time for the internet and
Counter-Strike.
Yep. Well, when is the point where the multiplayer experience really moves away from being everyone on the couch into everyone online?
So during this generation, kind of.
Yeah.
Because the PS2, the GameCube, and the Xbox all had online stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the Xbox was the only one where it was really pushed very hard.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The PS2 had like SOCOM and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That were like, and I never played any of them. I never went online with a PS2 or a GameCube. But the Xbox had Xbox Live and it was like a big deal.
Yeah.
It had fucking... Rainbow Six 3 was a big game for that.
Mm-hmm.
Mech Warrior and a bunch of them. But then it was like the 360 PS3 era where it was like so easy to get them online.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like I tried a handful of times to go online on the Wii and on the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I guess, the internet connection at the houses I was in was just never real. Like, I would try like once every 6 months and be like, yeah, this still sucks.
Oh, really?
It's, yeah, yeah. I could never get a good connection.
I did a lot of online gaming around that time. I played whichever... It might have been the first Black Ops would have been on PS3.
Yeah,
I played a lot.
Like 2010.
It's the only Call of Duty game that I've really sunk a lot of time into in terms of online multiplayer.
Right.
Like I did. I did a lot. And I played a lot of Wii games on the internet.
Yeah, right.
DS games you could play online as well.
Yep.
Yeah, I just thought, I just could never get it to work properly.
2000 sort of five onwards, everything was jacked in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And we are worse off for it. And then obviously the generation after that, the current one that we're in, is like so online focused that it's fucked if you don't have one, an online connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't know that for a fact because I always have had one. But like,
I mean, there have been times when, like, with the PlayStation, when the PSN's down because that time that it got hacked, everyone was locked out. Like, it really it does affect your gameplay. Even single player games, can be fucked online connection.
Yeah, if you move house, it takes like a week to get internet connected, and if you buy a game in that time that has like a big day one update or whatever, you just
the
have
updates
to,
are the biggest thing for sure.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's kind of the worst bit of it, I think.
So multiplayer is like just a really built-in part of almost every game and usually the focus of a game these days.
Yes, more and more,
feels like. And so that's a comprehensive history of multiplayer, I reckon.
It's a comprehensive history of the several consoles we've owned in the last 30 years.
And whether or not they've had multiplayer. Because we're going to go back and like say our favourite games.
Yeah.
So we can't really cover that. We've gone through.
Yeah.
But yes, if this was like a World War II documentary, we would have gone like, fucking Hitler shows up. Anyway, sorted him out.
I was at the Battle of Britain.
Yeah. Yeah, I never really went to Stalingrad.
Yeah.
But I heard that a lot of people were there and that, like, it was a pretty big deal at
apparently
the time.
Rommel had some sick tanks, but, you know, I never got them to work.
No, every 6 months I'd try and use a tank and it just, I don't know if it was the ground at where I was too snowy.
Certainly there was a World War II.
Do you feel, though, like the multiplayer being online, I feel like the Switch is doing a good job of getting it back onto the couch.
Sure. I'd like indie games are doing a good job.
Indie games,
Like there's definitely been like Overcooked and shit like that.
Yeah.
There's been a lot more of that sort of thing in the last few years because it definitely went away for a while. And it was like really shooter focused for a while.
Yeah.
And I never fully understood the massive fascination that a lot of people have with exclusively only multiplayer games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've liked one from time to time, but most of my life I have been alone.
Well, it feels like Overcooked and stuff like that are designed to sort of be like, you know, tapping into like, this is a game that could have come out on the 64.
Sure.
Like a four player. Just like fun, little silly, just, you know,
It's funny because then you look back at those things though and like with this list of games I've made here, my sort of fond memories aren't really of that style of game that they're tapping into here.
Right.
It's almost like it's this kind of, I mean, I guess that's what nostalgia is, this imagined version of what things were like back then.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I get you.
Because I made too long of a list here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get you guys to go first, if that's all right. But these are, we've gone through, we've written some of our favorite games, and I think this will expand in an interesting way the conversation we're having here about games that are not just for one person, but for a whole group at the same time. Boys, who would like to start?
God, you suck, dude.
It's pronounced suck.
Wow, I'm going to go back all the way to 1999.
Wow, I can smell it now.
I was 12 years old.
I can smell that.
It's 13.
I
said 10.
Probably wouldn't have been wearing Lynx Africa by that point.
No. It wouldn't have been out.
Still just a baby. It wouldn't have been out.
I don't think Lynx Africa would have been out. Lynx would have. But Africa, I think, was a lot more. I'm going to look it up. But
yeah, please do.
I think I'm Lynxing it at this point. I think I'm year 7 at this point. So I'm just like, I'm getting up.
You're fucking.
I'd be fucking. I'm getting up for school in the morning and I'm just emptying half a can of that shit onto the old pits. Wanting to smell nice and fuckable. For turning up to that all boys school that I attended at the time.
Oh shit. Oh no. Well, I typed in Lynx Africa release date.
Release date.
I know we're on a video games podcast, but
I think I got it early because it broke street date.
It kind of worked because it gave me the introduction date for Axe body spray.
Oh, yes. Yes.
American. That was 1983, so that doesn't help.
It's the same company, right? Isn't it? I guess it is.
So maybe, but Axe, that's just Lynx in general though. So I need to know specifically when Africa. Give me more time.
Okay. So I was 12 years old. I wasn't wearing Lynx Africa by this point. And a little game called Unreal Tournament came out.
Oh, yeah.
And
I absolutely
thrashed the hell out of this game. I didn't know this. This is the game I researched. It was originally just a multiplayer expansion pack for Unreal, which was a single player game, first person shooter, which had multiplayer, but they weren't happy with how it ran. the code basically was kind of shitty, so it wasn't a good experience.
And Unreal's the game that's it's based on the Paul Jennings book.
That's right. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It's a sequel to Gizmo.
Yeah. What if you turned into a dog one day?
Yeah, what if your mouth disappeared and you couldn't talk?
What if you were had a boner all day? Do you remember that one?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure back to being 13 years old.
Was that really one?
I'm pretty sure there was one where a kid had a boner all day.
Yeah. It does sound like, yeah.
Fuck, man. That's
I don't know
so
if that
good.
Was just my experience at the time. But yeah, Unreal Tournament was going to be an expansion on Unreal. It came out as a full game and fuck, it was good.
Right.
So it was like capture the flag, team deathmatch, domination, which is like the most common style of multiplayer now.
I'm more into subnation. You motherfuckers.
So that's where you go to a spot, you wait there until you take it over. And then you go to the other spot, you wait there until you take it over. And it's sort of like that is, I think, a very common multiplayer mode these days.
Because Unreal Tournament and Quake 3 were kind of like both out at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
And both the same sort of thing.
And Quake 3 was id and Unreal was Epic.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, Unreal is the sort of grandfather, great, great, great grandfather of like Fortnite now, technically, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
And Unreal Tournament, I always preferred to Quake as well because it had a lot more interesting weapons where they each had two types of fire on them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, you had that flat gun that would shoot, like, a spread-out shotgun with one of them and then, like, one big blob that traveled slower with the right trigger.
There was, like, the Ripper one where it shot little razor blades that would bounce around everywhere or, like, an exploding razor blade. Yeah.
A rocket launcher which launched rockets.
Yes.
Pretty innovative.
Rocket jump. That was the inception.
That was a Quake thing.
Yes, you're right.
But, like, Quake kind of led on to, like, started that whole arena shooter thing that we still kind of have today but is more like the class-based shit.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, your team fortresses. But yeah, like Unreal, it just had that, like the classic voiceover of like monster kill. And
right.
Like really over the top, sort of very era appropriate, sort of drinking energy drinks.
And totally. Like people. I think a little before energy drinks were really a thing.
Possibly,
though.
Possibly. Yeah.
I think they exist because of this.
It's basically that attitude.
Wow.
Yeah.
People were like, man, I'm thirsty.
I think
and
you're
water's
right.
Not hitting the spot.
Yeah, well, it's just like someone playing that game and being like, God, imagine this in drink form. Yes. That'd fucking be sick.
Monster energy drink.
Exactly.
It was a fucking sick game though.
Yeah.
And just so fast and precise in a way that a lot of things aren't now.
Yep. Yep.
And yeah, it and Quake 3 were definitely the like, I'm trying to think of the game and 50 Cent or whatever.
Right.
Like you were one or the other.
Biggie or Tupac?
Extentation or that guy who shot him.
Oh, God.
What was his name?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And if we did, we could have solved that one.
Is that confirmed or have you got to say allegedly? So
I'm pretty sure there's a guy who they
allegedly
he did it.
Allegedly a guy whose name you don't know.
Yes.
I think you're going to be okay.
it was interesting at the time looking at the two of them because this isn't like the height of mods and shit, which we'll get into more later, but they were both massively
moddable. Well,
modded.
I know that Unreal Tournament was built to be modded.
Yeah.
It was, the code was open. All the development was very open source. It was, and yeah, it got the shit modded out of it in a good way.
Unreal Tournament is one of my earlier memories of like fucking playing as Barney the dinosaur and whatever.
Yeah.
It was all that typical 90s shit.
Yeah.
Fucking was cool.
Yep, so that's my first one.
Right. My first one would probably be, so I was like obsessed with multiplayer stuff on the 64 and it did, there was a point where we're talking before about how early days of the 64, it took a while to kind of get steam with the multiplayer. But then all of a sudden it was like pretty much every game that came out had a rare especially started putting multiplayer and everything. So like Donkey Kong 64 had a multiplayer mode.
That's right.
Banjo-Tooie had multiplayer stuff in it. And I was always like frothing on like what weird multiplayer stuff they would put in, because I just used to find that stuff so fun. Like I really liked the fact that like I could be playing through this game by myself and like really loving all the like the characters and the scenery and whatever, and then have friends come around and like be able to sort of like show them a bit of that, of like how this game played. But probably, so yeah, most of my list would probably be N64 games. You know, some of them probably not even very successful attempts at multiplayer, but just the fact that it existed I thought was just so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of my all-time favorite games is Mario Party, the first Mario Party, which just such a weird kind of concept that kind of came out of nowhere.
Mm.
Like it's a weird board game that then has all these like freaky little mini games in it. And yeah, it was like pretty easy to like that was my big thing with multiplayer stuff. Like if people came around and played it and they didn't own the game, sometimes it was like a bit too hard to like show people how to play.
Yeah.
And then because you did know how to play, you just kind of like, you know, it was just people who didn't know what they were doing and you who knows too much of what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's always been the thing, right? Like Wii Sport and shit, why that was so popular.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Mario Party was a good way on the way to that, because all you had to explain was like, it's a board game, and then each of these mini games that comes up, they're all very simple. At most, they use one button and a screen would come up that would say, hey, here's how you play this. So yeah, and you could set the length of the board game. You could play for like, you could set it for like a very long amount of turns, and like, yeah, had a lot of nights of just sitting up until 1 a.m. with mates, playing that. The frantic thing of like button mashing, and you know, like it I don't know, I don't think it's remembered super fondly for, you know, a lot of the mini games in there where you had to like rotate the stick really quickly.
Right.
And that, which then like just fucked the controller over time. Like,
there was a lot of sort of just like random bullshit too, right? Like you could get kind of fucked by something that like was just random, is my memory of it.
Someone
would just stumble upon a star and it'd be like, oh, cool, now you're in the lead.
Right.
Okay.
Well, sure, but I mean, board games are just like that anyway, where you're rolling a dice, which is just luck.
Dude,
anyway.
Life is luck.
You have not played the board games that I am gaming with on my tabletop.
Yeah.
They're all called
Catan.
I'm looking at Ben's board games.
Yeah.
But it was a sort of random, that it's not like a dice roll type thing. It's like just a bullshit, kind of like when in Mario Kart, when someone will get a lot of lightning or blue shells or whatever, because they're at the back.
Well, I was going to say like, yes, that's true of Mario Party, but that's kind of always been inherent in those Mario games anyway. Like, that was like a big part of Mario Kart, where it's like, sometimes this is just brutally unfair, but that's kind of part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, you can just get fucked over. But yeah, as a kid, I remember someone cops it, but everyone else is having a good time going, suck shit, idiot.
Yeah, true.
You just got rinsed.
Jackass rules.
great memories of those games. I think they've kind of driven it into the ground a little bit. They've kind of tended to, sort of just churn them out. This new one coming out, I'm excited for, because it looks like they've kind of gone back to basics a little bit with it. But that's one of the ones that I have the deepest memories of.
Yeah, nice.
In the N64 era.
Sick. Unreal Tournament 2003 was one of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then they did 2004, which was like the same game but better. But
yes.
I just played a lot of 2003 by then and I never really got into it.
Right. I think I didn't play 03 and I did play 04, which, and that was the era of like, wait 6 months and then you buy this ultimate expansion, Game of the Year Super Edition, that had all these extra maps and had all this extra shit in it. And like vehicles. They were introduced in, I think, 03 maybe.
In 04, I think. I think in 04, because it had like that whole other game mode that had like that thing, that vehicle where you could like right click and it had like rotors and you just squash someone with it and chop them up.
Yeah, really fun.
But I'm going to say fucking Halo.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole series of that, especially the first one though for me, like the original Xbox one.
Yep.
I played a fucking lot of that in early high school with a bunch of goddamn nerds. but we did like the whole System Link thing.
Yeah.
I think we hooked up four of them one time.
Yeah, fuck.
Which is 16
awesome.
Players, which at the time was fucking nuts, especially on a console. And it was just really, really good. That game was so far ahead of everything else at the time when it came out that I remember that really well. And then the whole series kept on being quite good until like the fourth one sort of, and then it started falling apart.
I do remember being jealous of Halo. Like, I had a PlayStation. There wasn't really, I didn't, if there were games like it, I didn't have them.
They kind of weren't though,
It somehow I felt like it looked better visually. Maybe that was like a grass is greener thing, but it
looked fucking incredible.
It did look incredible,
especially that original one again was just like this, it wasn't matched for like years after it came out. And it was pretty unique. In the way that it was like this massive thing with all these vehicles and like kind of the closest thing to like a PC Battlefield 1942 type thing. But then with like this single player game that was also really good with it and all that sort of stuff. And the multiplayer was just so well tightened into this like very easily pick upable thing where a lot of people could just jump into it and go like, oh, I kind of get this.
Yeah. It did feel like at the time that, very unique in that it had both the single player and the multiplayer and both equally good. Because like Battlefield 1942 did exist. It had basically no single player campaign.
Yeah.
Like it had that those vehicles and it was a different feel, obviously. It looked different style, much more realistic. But it didn't have the campaign.
Halo was crazy as well for how fucking big it was for a period of time. Because Halo 2 came out and was enormous and was all on Xbox Live and I played a bunch of that online. I jacked in.
Yes.
And then, guess what I did after that?
Played Halo?
Played Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
While jacking off. And then the Halo.
Well, Halo was big in the sense that it was on bus stop ads.
Yeah.
Which was, I reckon that was a real first.
And then Halo 3 was that one where it was like, oh shit, the games are worth more than movies.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, let's wreck them.
Yeah.
And Halo, I remember like, first paying attention to the 360 because of Halo 3 and it was fucking awesome and all the like, and then I also really liked Reach that came out after them, but then it's just fallen down and there's that like Master Chief collection now that has those first games on it and it just sucks how it's been bad for 4 years.
Apparently
there's a patch that I guess is out by the time I'm saying this into people's ears in real life, but it, you know, hopefully that's fixed it up. But man, those games were something else at the time.
Yep.
Now,
very fair.
They're just something.
Well, speaking of things, what should I talk about next? How about I talk about Rocket League?
Oh, yeah.
Which I think we might all be able to talk about.
Wham!
Yeah, fuck.
That's the noise it makes.
It's I'm sure we've talked about it a little bit, although not that much on the show.
Not really. I got it pretty early on in doing this show. I don't think I really play it online that much. Like, I haven't played it for a little bit, but I think I was mostly just playing against the old computer.
Right. See, I had it, I think, initially on PC and played against the computer a lot.
Yeah.
I think I was using like a controller, like a, you know, like a gamepad controller to play it. And like the connection was good enough.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It's just a fun way to play it. It's hard.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at it, apparently, compared to real people.
I did the same thing and at first was okay.
Yeah.
And have gone back to it. Like, I got the Switch version when that came out.
Right. And I got the PS4 version as well.
Right. The Switch version I wouldn't recommend necessarily to people because the resolution is low enough that it makes it quite difficult to see what's going on further down the court.
Right.
I'm well up for buying games again on the Switch, but that was one. I've got it on PS4 and I just didn't feel any need to have it on that.
I think it's definitely one that like the portable thing would be cool, but it just suffers enough from that it kind of wasn't as fun to play.
Can you link up? I mean, you can play locally, right?
Yeah.
On the Switch. So that would be good. That would make it.
I mean, that doesn't really help because it's literally because the graphics are such low resolution.
Yeah, right.
That makes it hard enough to see what people are doing far away that you kind of can't react as well as you can when the graphics are better.
I kind of had this phase of
awesome
it.
Game.
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
I had this phase of it where I was playing it pretty much every day, chucking on stuff on Spotify on the PS4, just playing that for like an hour or so. And then I just kind of stopped and haven't got, you know, just like a month or two where it was like really getting a lot of action at my house. And then it just kind of, just kind of fell away.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll get back into it at some point.
I don't know. I just remember, probably doing a very similar thing and loving it for like a few months.
Mm.
But I have that with sports games, you know, where I'll play it for a month and it's I'll play it every day.
Yep.
And I'll get better and better at it. And then I'll forget about it. Hmm. And then reinstall it in 3 years, you know.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. They're easy to drop off.
Yeah.
Because you're not, there's not that clear point of like a story or whatever where you're like, okay, I finished this. You just kind of dick around for months. Like, okay, something else is out now.
Mm. When you come back after a while and everyone else has kind of kept going for that time and the fucking skill level is so much higher than it was when you left.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That does make it difficult. And Rocket League is such a unique thing that I think that really, like, figuring out exactly how it worked took ages and was really fun.
Sure, yeah.
Like, the particulars of it. Like, if you play a soccer game, you know what soccer is.
Sure.
But this was like, oh, I can kind of fly in the air while I'm there.
If I come at it at this angle up the wall, then it's going to knock it down at the opposite. And then, there's a lot of
and those, like,
physics
3-on-3 kind of tactics and, kind of getting to the point where you knew where you were meant to be and everyone else, if you were playing with good people online, kind of would set up.
Yep. Like, basically,
what do you call it?
Tactics?
No.
Formation.
Schools for the needy. That's what I did in it. I set up a school for the needy. Some people. It was really
but yeah, that like running quote unquote in formation. Yeah. Like, so that soccer stuff of crossing it to the goals and hitting. Yeah, that it was harder to do because you're in a fucking car, but when you pulled it off, it felt more satisfying.
Well, I think it's one of those rare.
Huh?
It's one of those sports kind of games where even if you're not very good at it, it's still fun.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like some shooters, like if you don't know what you're doing, you just get shot immediately every time you respawn and you cannot have a good time.
Yeah.
Whereas that, even if you suck at it, just hooning around the field is and like going up the walls and shit is heaps of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember hearing like just people go like people blow their dacks out over it for like quite a while and then eventually launching on PS4 and kind of getting it, I think, just out of spite is like, I reckon I'm going to play this and it's not going to be just wanting to be contrary about it. And then within like literally 5 minutes being like, oh, hell yes. Yeah. This is so good.
Yeah. I do remember being skeptical before I played it of like, everyone's playing a game called Rocket League.
Yeah.
It's cars hitting soccer balls.
Because it launched free on the PS4, right? So that's why so many people jumped in straight away. Yeah, it was like one of the PlayStation Plus games.
Oh, right.
It launched free on something,
It was that in like 2015, mid-2015.
Right, right.
And that's why so many people jumped onto it straight away because it was free.
Mm.
Same as me.
You're
that's
free.
Why so many people jump onto me.
Yeah.
Oh, free and easy. Because it's free to do. Yeah. I never knew that.
Dude, I am the cheapest motherfucking guy.
That's the end of Rocket League.
Right.
We've like done an hour almost and we've barely gotten through our games.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, let's pick up the pace a little. I want to give a shout out to not one game in particular, but the series of Bomberman.
Oh, yeah.
Is one that I've over the years had a great deal of fun with.
Yeah.
Remember I had a an emulated version of maybe number 3 on the Super Nintendo in high school. And I would play that with people crowded around the laptop. And I still want to get that one on the Switch. They keep adding stuff to that.
Right.
They put Snake from Metal Gear Solid in it like a week ago.
Is it still like $80 though?
I think it's come down a bit, but I keep meaning to go into like an EB because surely you can get it. I think it's on sale in the eShop at the moment, but they've added more and more stuff to it. Just thinking about it on the way here, I was like, man, Bomberman is like at its peak of multiplayer. I just like trapping people with bombs, so much fun.
Yeah.
Like getting the pickups where you can then kick them or you can jump over blocks.
Or like more area of explosion.
Bigger explosions and stuff. Yeah, the number 3 I think was really fun because you could ride around on like big kangaroos. You
nice.
Could like find eggs where you could get these like, which gave you like an extra like hit that you could take.
Right.
Just a great weird multiplayer concept that hasn't really been aped by anything. So it still is just its own unique thing, like you have to go to Bomberman to get that experience, and those I still like the design of those characters. I've always really liked. It's got this weird kind of kooky little look to it. Shout out Bomberman.
Nice. Knox, you got
Bomberman.
Oh, you did.
You told me to.
He did it.
Fucking hell.
He fucking did it.
Extentation. God, I hope I'm wrong about that.
Yeah.
Chuck me one of those Nurofen that's sitting there on the coffee table.
I've already had two.
Me too. It's a big day.
Genuinely, I'm getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read out 3 quickly, I guess. I've written down too many here because I've got 3. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now you're getting it. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I've got 22 written down here.
Yeah.
I couldn't narrow them. I'll quickly say Counter-Strike and Half-Life mods in general.
Yeah, good.
I played
good
a bunch call. Of Counter-Strike and a bunch of fucking just random Half-Life mods, and that was like a golden era for just trying random shit.
Black Mesa?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, that was Half-Life 2, and that was like an original remake of the original Half-Life and a mod for Half-Life 2.
Right.
If we're talking Half-Life 1, we're talking Natural Selection.
Oh, no.
We're talking someone where some of you were scientists and trying to steal a test tube.
Yes.
Other ones I've forgotten the fucking names of. But just like seeing what shit was highly rated on like these dumb Half-Life mod websites.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
Just giving it a go.
Yeah.
But Counter-Strike was always the one that was like a massive fucking phenomenon. That was a very good game. Soul Calibur was my favorite fighting game.
Okay, my favorite fighting game, Tekken.
Cool.
Probably Tekken 3, I think.
Yeah, Tekken 3 was also very good.
Yeah,
Smash Brothers for me.
Hell
right.
yeah.
I also have Smash Brothers Brawl on my list because it had a good single player thing.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Also, yeah, love Smash Bros.
I have that on my list because I was, I mention him on the show all the time, but staying with Angus Truscott in Sydney the day that that came out.
Right.
And we went and bought it from JB Hi-Fi. We also bought a slab of Hammer and Tong beer.
Oh.
Some of the shittest beer available on the free market.
If you leave that shit out in the sun on a really hot day, it tastes better.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. It, interesting.
Like, we discovered that once. We were like, oh, let's drink some soups.
Yeah.
And it was
we went through... We finished the case and then we went and got another case. We got blind ass drunk playing Super Smash Brothers Brawl during the day.
Fuck.
And then it got to about 7 p.m. and I realized I've got a gig tonight. So I left to go to the gig. Angus and his housemate came to the gig with me, both wearing matching Adidas tracksuits. Like complete assholes. And then I don't think I ever really played much of it multiplayer again, but that one day left such an impact that it's forever on my top five.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to throw World of Warcraft in there from back when I played a fuckload of it to my life's detriment.
Mm-hmm.
to my life.
I've never gotten into an MMORPG for the best.
I would say for now at least the moment has passed as well. When
Sure.
thing, but at the time it was a hell of a thing to be in this big fucking world with all these hundreds of people. Like, it was crazy. It was also just an enormous waste of time.
Yeah.
Sure. And built around being this stupid fucking casino thing.
But it being
where
like,
it slowly gives you a drip feed of more stuff to keep you hooked.
Well, that's the thing. And people insidious. Being like, hey, you got to grind, man. You got to grind. It's like, that's not a good game, is it?
No.
Surely not.
But it was just interacting with those people in that thing as well that was like cool for the time. And it was massive at the time as
Absolutely.
Well.
I was jealous of anyone who could play it because it was a monthly fee. I was like, I don't have that money.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
It was like $12 or something a month, something like that.
Yeah.
I remember getting the prepaid cards with 60 days. There's a fun, interesting fact that is an enormous boon to... this section of the podcast.
Well, anything else from you, Tommy? We might as well talk about Mario Kart.
Yeah. More.
My pick is obviously the latest one.
Yeah.
I just think it's fucking, 8 Deluxe.
Yeah,
it's
that's
good.
I think that's the best Mario Kart.
I deleted everything that we had briefly mentioned off of this list just to trim it, but I had 64 battle mode specifically.
I don't like battle mode, but apparently the best battle mode, right? It's a fucking good battle mode.
It was very fucking good. I always used to play that one. But yeah, 8's definitely the best racing one.
Yeah.
We also got a shout out Wii Sports.
Yeah.
Purely like in the room, fun.
Yeah.
And that thing of just like, anyone who's around at your house can get in, which deserves deserves something on the list,
definitely.
I think.
1-2 Switch.
Yeah.
Man, what a wasted opportunity. They should have just done Switch Sports.
Switch Sports would have been... probably fine, and I wouldn't have liked it that much because I didn't really like sports that much. But
yeah, I loved Wii Sports. I really regret them not making Switch Sports.
Yeah.
Seems stupid.
Snowboard Kids is one that I enjoyed a lot on the 64.
Now, what's that about?
a funny
a secret
answer.
Secret agent guy, and he goes around shooting people. And
really fun game. Really fun
cool
racing
boarders.
Game. Oh, yeah.
Cool boarders on the PlayStation.
1080 snowboarding.
Yes, very good.
Oh, amped.
Amped.
On the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
That was the shit.
Yeah, nice. Battlefield, the series.
Yeah.
We got Battlefield 3 because that was the one I played the most. Just for the like huge open sort of environments And it was that domination thing of like, get this flag, stay there for a while, move over here, build up the points, all that classic sort of online multiplayer stuff. But
yep.
That was the one. And I guess that was around the time of Black Ops. So that's when I played online first-person shooters, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, I got Call of Duty 4 here. That was the one I played the most of, and that was the sort of big sort of revolutionary, that type of game thing.
But it was. Yeah,
it was good at the time.
Yeah,
I've also written down little iPhone games here in like Words with Friends kind of sense.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
All those
sure.
sort of things. Probably collectively I've spent the most hours playing that type of thing between all of them.
Yeah.
Just like picking out letters, different variants of game around that theme.
Yep.
Probably the most recent one that I've had a great time with was Death Squared.
Yeah.
With you boys.
Yeah.
That game deserves, it gets talked about on here a lot, but hey, if it leads to one more person playing it, worth it.
Yes.
I think. Great fun.
I would say that's the best couch, you know, multiplayer game I've played in the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real great.
I would say before that it was Portal 2 for me.
Portal, yes, absolutely.
The co-op mode of that was fucking awesome.
Yes. Great call. Really good call. I think we should play Gang Beasts, apparently.
Yeah.
Good to play. By all reports, it's that exact sort of thing of, just getting around and fucking each other up and like sumo wrestling in a video
totally.
Game.
Yeah.
Left 4 Dead was fucking awesome co-op too. Yeah. Speaking of Valve, those two games were both very good.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
Yeah, literally just thinking them. Yeah. Yeah. I never had Rock Band, but yeah, I can imagine that was a hell of a time with a room full of you. I think maybe once or twice. I had Guitar Hero with two guitars going.
Yeah, nice.
Which was
sitting
good
around
shit.
Pretending not to be annoyed at the clacking sound of the drums.
Yes.
Was a great time. But yeah, like just a real good, we're drinking beers before we leave the house because it's too expensive outside of the house.
Totally.
There
was, I remember like dumb experiences of like playing GTA Vice City and like just passing the controller around of who could like be outrunning the cops for the longest and like drinking games with that as well.
We did that with GTA 4 a bunch. And also there was just a two-player mode in San Andreas.
Was there?
Yeah, you could find like there were like three little pickups, one in each of the cities. And if you walked into it with the second controller plugged in, there'd just be two of you on the one screen.
Oh, wow.
It was so fucking like kind of broken and dumb. But that game just threw everything at it.
I do vaguely remember that because you kind of have to stay in the same screen the whole time.
Because so it went to like sort of a top-down view. And you'd just both be fucking shit up.
Yeah, yeah.
And it, getting both of you into a helicopter and just flying around was super fun.
Yeah, nice.
I'm going to quickly read off some similar ones.
Yeah.
Titanfall. Mm-hmm. Very fucking good game. Time Splitters 2.
Oh, yeah.
For that era was great. Splinter Cell Pandora Tomorrow had a really good thing where two of you were spies and two of you were mercenaries. And you had to, like, you were... But the mercenaries had guns and the spies could sneak about.
Right.
And the spies had to steal shit and the mercenaries had to stop them. It was really fucking
That's
good.
Cool. That's
it
a good
cool.
idea.
I haven't seen anything do that idea quite as well yet. I guess like Rainbow Six Siege is... No, it's not really the same. Dark Souls technically has multiplayer and the elements of that involve other people are really cool. Point Blank, remember that game?
Yeah, I
do remember that game.
I picked that one for like light gun games,
really
Time
good.
Crisis and shit too.
Yep.
Journey, remember how you'd like have people drop in and out of Journey if you ever played that? That was sick.
I was not a fan of Journey, but I played it about 4 years after it came out. So
Hearthstone was a fun card game for a while until they wrecked it. Micro Machines was good back on the Mega Drive.
Fuck yeah.
Mario Maker and Little Big Planet, I always respected what they were trying to do more than enjoyed playing them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Diablo was fun
to
do co-op with people. People seem to fucking love GTA 5 for some reason, so I've written that down here.
Yeah, that's maybe... I don't know why we're not into that.
Don't know.
It's such a huge thing in gaming and we just... It's not... appealing to any of us.
I've written down Minecraft as well. And
another one.
Same with Fortnite too.
Yeah.
PUBG is very fucking good.
Yes.
And the last one is Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes, which is something we should play on this.
Yeah.
Or for this because it's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Super unique.
Yeah, very good.
Anyway, I just had to get through all of those things. I bothered to write them down and you write something down, it means you've got to read it out.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. We've covered all of mine and a few extras.
You know how that first rule of writing is feed your darlings until they're fat as fuck?
Well, yeah, I guess we better wrap it up for another week. Guys, let us know on the Facebook and over email if there's any ones that you loved that we've missed out on. Sure there are. Thanks very much for listening. Filthycasuals.com.au if you want to support us on Patreon. There's a link on there to that. There's also our premium episodes that we put up on Bandcamp.
T-shirts.
Yes.
Go to the merch tab. Buy some T-shirts.
Hell yeah.
There's a Good Morning Video Games one in the Super Nintendo logo style.
Yeah, I've seen a few people wearing them out and about at shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
fucking no odd job, mate. Fucking don't play odd job. It sucks. You can't do it. I'm your cousin.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.